the more responsibility you assume for more people, the more money people will share with you. Let's talk about it. Yes, 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 yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. Always remember, folks, whatever you think about comes about, and whatever you focus on grows. The more responsibility you assume for more people, the more money people are willing to share with you. Now, we don't let the term share confuse you. These are the words that I use in my booklets. I try to write these books and booklets in such a way that it's fun, easy to read. They're not textbooks. There's misspelled words. I've used words, and I don't consider myself a writer, I don't consider myself a speaker, but I've used words on pieces of paper to go into the marketplace and ask people for money. See, I began to break down advertising really super simple. The point of advertising is one of two things: brand awareness or ask people for their money. Now, I try to do a little bit of both. I try to get brand awareness through repetition. Repetition is the mother of skill, meaning running the same ad over and over and over and over and over and over creates brand awareness. Some of you know I'm actively involved in network marketing. Now, don't let that be twisted or mess you up. I'm not here to recruit you in my network marketing business. I'm just here to talk business. Because network marketing is a business just like any other business. I run my network marketing business just like I run my real estate business, just like I run my investment business. I consider business investments a business. I think if you'll begin to look at your investments as a business that you're in charge of, that you're the CEO of, almost as if you own your own mutual fund, you'll begin to take it serious. See, that's how I see myself. I'm literally trying to transform my family into an investment fund that will live for generations and generations past me. I want to be the Peters who made Peters rich. That's my goal. It's my legacy. Now, it may not happen in my lifetime. People may not see, wow, that guy's rich. It may not happen, but it will happen for my grandchildren if they continue on what I've built. All they got to do is not mess it up. Because of the power of compounding, all they have to do is not mess it up. And I'm trying to share that legacy with others. See, the people I'm trying to talk to is not a sophisticated doctor who has investment people. That guy doesn't need to listen to me. Now, he probably learned a couple things, but he doesn't need to listen to me. I'm trying to grab the person who's the bus driver. Blue collar. That's where I am. I was born in a trailer park in Arkansas, raised by a single mom until about the age of 7 or 8, where a stepdad stepped in. I had an interesting father. He's not like other dads. We didn't play baseball outside. We didn't pass the ball. My dad's what we in time called a programmer. Today they call them coders. He was in Vietnam as a Marine, and shortly after getting out of Vietnam, he wanted a job that he thought would make money, and he didn't want to go to college, and at the time it was computers. He was doing computers before they were teaching computers in college. And so that gave me an advantage because I was around computers, I was comfortable with computers, but I had no interest in computers because at the time no one saw, I didn't see computers as the future. And I wasn't necessarily very good at them. And at the time, there were no pictures. It was just black screens, and it was just jibber-jabber on a computer screen. So as a child, I had very little interest other than my dad programmed a few early games. And I would play games, and friends would come over. And so my house always had video games before other people had video games. We had cool little things like auto-dial on your phone. My dad built it in a jar. Now, this is pre-auto-dial, meaning if you hit 9, it called a certain number. You could program Grandma to be 2 and Gary to be 3, and you just hit 3 and it dialed them. Sounds ridiculous now, but this was state-of-the-art technology. My family was the first family to get a VCR of any of the friends I knew. And it wasn't because we were rich. My dad was a programmer, so he would get these things from work and we would use them. So I always had I was always comfortable with technology. But I was never attracted to technology, unfortunately. I think back, looking back now, if I knew what I knew now, God bless, I had such a leg up and I didn't realize it. But I did utilize that leg up, and later on it did pay off, because when computers were starting to be on everyone's desk, I knew how to use computers when other people didn't. And it really served me in the Army. This idea of use what you have, where you are, with, you know, what you got, is what I've always done. And so I've had a leg up with my comfort, being comfortable utilizing computers. Computers help me see that there's, and I'm not a coder, I just use them. I use tools no more than I use a hammer. I'm no master carpenter, but I can nail a nail. I know when I need a computer and I know when I need a hammer. And so I use computers to track my investments. I use computers to research investments. I use computers to look for houses. I don't know how people can say, well, I don't use computers, and at the same time say they want to build wealth. It's strange to me. Now, you can still build wealth without computers, of course. Real estate and property are physical. Physical wealth is the best wealth. Money is everywhere. And if you want to attract more money to you, you need to take on more responsibility. Simple as that. If you want to attract more money, you need to take on more responsibility. This gets twisted and confused in network marketing, because the way that I pitch my network marketing, you need a pitch. See, if you sell something, you need a pitch. And I would encourage you, if you have a pitch, if you are selling something, you should practice it. For 12 years, every single day, I practice with myself pitching my network marketing program. Hey, my name is Gerald Peters. I'm the owner of the Downline Building Network. And I practice this pitch, because I'm going to say this pitch over and over and over on the phone. What is my company? What's the point of my company? How can my company help you? And so I practice this pitch, and I do recordings, and I write it down in books. And the people who come around me or listen to the message or get the message or join, here's what I notice. They never develop a pitch. They don't sit around practicing pitches. When I say I practice a pitch, I mean I'm literally walking around in my yard talking out loud. I'm listening to my voice. Does this make sense? What is the pay plan? How does the product work? I'm pitching the idea. What is the system we're going to use for recruiting? Am I saying it in such a way that it makes sense? And I would ask you, practice makes perfect. You know this. And yet so few people in my industry practice their pitch. So few people in any industry practice their pitch. Very few people. But to amass money and amass wealth, you have to take on great responsibility. And so one of the ways to build wealth inside of network marketing is to assume more responsibility. And so it never goes like this. You never call someone and you're confused. How's this work? See, when you make that call, when you call your upline, when you call your sponsor, when you call, I don't know, maybe even your downline, when you call the owner of the company and you're confused, you don't understand the product, you don't understand the pay plan, and yet you have all the information, it is impossible for you to make money. You're literally pushing the money away with your ignorance. I don't mean ignorance as in you're an ignorant person. I mean ignorance as you don't know what you're doing. See, if you have the information and yet you choose not to read it, understand you're telling the universe, listen, I don't give a shit. I don't want to make money. That's what you're telling it. And people do this in all businesses, in all industries. Not too long ago, I was trying to buy my wife a new car. I'm going to stroke a check for the car. And I narrowed it down and I told them, I want this car. I just don't know what model. So can we go drive some of these cars? And I wanted to rule out the Jeep Grand Cherokee. I wanted to rule this car out. My wife seemed to like it. I wanted her to get the Traverse. The Chevy Tahoe is ridiculously priced. I could buy a house. I could buy two houses for that car. I refused to buy that car. And I'm stroking a check. So this needs to come in about 35 grand. Been saving for years and years and years. We have a rule at my family. You drive a car for a minimum of 10 years before you get another car. I don't do car payments. I have done them in the past, but it was dumb. I don't do car payments. Why? Because I want to keep my money. And if I'm giving out my money in little drips every month to Bank of America and Toyota and this and that and this and that and this and that, it's really hard to build wealth. And so if you want to feel money, you want to become one with money, start stroking checks. So next time you buy your cell phone, don't do their stupid plan where you finance the phone. Go to Apple, stroke a $900 check, and buy your phone. Stop making payments. Stop renting your life. Start owning it. See, wealth comes through the process of ownership, owning things. Owning houses, owning businesses, owning the things around you. Now, enough about my tangent. I get mad about the car thing because the car loan is the payday lender of the middle class. The reason people don't save $500 to $1,000 a month, even though scientifically guaranteed through the power of compound interest through the stock market, you will be a millionaire, and yet you don't do it, and yet you find a way to do it for a car. And it pisses me off. I get it, you need a car. I'm not unsympathetic to it. But it destroys families, it destroys wealth, it destroys legacy, people in their cars. Come on, look. I'm outside. My dog's making a move. Loki, come on. He's blind, so you got to talk to him a lot. You know, women want to be safe. I have friends who have a $40,000 van for a baby. Ridiculous. And he's constantly telling me all the time how he doesn't have money to invest. And so they've given up their future. They've given up millions of dollars to drive a stupid $40,000 car. You need to hear this in your mind over and over because it needs to get ingrained. It needs to get ingrained. Building wealth is about responsibility. Responsibility starts at home. So while, yeah, and to build massive wealth, you need to take responsibility for lots of people. Like Trump, don't like Trump. Donald Trump has a massive amount of responsibility. Can we agree on that? Can we agree that Obama had a massive amount of responsibility? Khloe Kardashian, like them, love them, think they're stupid, they have a massive amount of responsibility. Tom Brady, Patriots, massive amount of responsibility. Gerald Peters, Downline Building Network, massive amount of responsibility. I have over 1,000 customers I'm responsible to. The more responsibility you take on in life, in business, in love, in life, in relationships, the more people love you. Children love their fathers because of the responsibility the father has. Now, the father can blow that by being an asshole or whatever. But when people look up to you, when they expect something from you, when they look to you as the leader, that's where wealth comes from. Assuming responsibility. Now, the way I became a millionaire is I just began to assume the responsibility of mortgages. See, in order to have 10 mortgages, you need to be a damn responsible person. The bank ain't going to loan you $1 million if they don't think you're going to pay them back. So this is the importance of the credit score and protecting your credit score. It's not to put yourself in debt. It's not to buy stupid things. It's to build wealth. You should only be financing things that make you money, period. If you took on that process, if you did that, now there can be exceptions. But God, they got to be thought out. They got to be drunk. Man. If you took that philosophy and said, from here on out, I'll only finance things that make me money, you will build wealth. You will build wealth. So I want you to shift your responsibility from making payments to banks and institutions to assuming responsibility for things that you got to make payments on that then other people pay you. And so what did I do in network marketing to assume responsibility? I said, hey guys, join my team. I got a plan. Responsibility, right? I'm putting myself out there. I'm saying to the world, I'm holding my hand up. I'm saying, hey, God, give me some responsibility. Give me some people to talk to. See, because all of the money you want is in the pockets, purses, wallets, checkbooks of other people. And so the moment you raise your hand and you say, I want more responsibility, the money will follow. The money will follow. Because money's in the pockets of other people. And if what you offer offers them more in use value than the cost of monetary value, they're going to do business with you. Meaning, a book can give them more value than the $19 you ask for. And so the way you sell a lot of books, look at the influencers, look at the people online. How do they sell a lot of books? They draw a crowd. They create a group of people who like their information. That's all I did. So I began to create content, to write things, and to target specific people, like-minded people. I began to look only for people who were looking for me. I began to produce a product for a specific audience. And then I began to go out and just push it and to just give it away. One of my mentors, a guy by the name of Joe Schroeder, taught me that what you give away, you get to keep. That what I gave away, I got to keep. And I would ponder on this. What does this mean? Because I was addicted to, like, I couldn't get it out of my mind. What you give away, you get to keep. What you give away, you get to keep. And he also told me that if you take responsibility for other people, people are more than happy to give you their money. And again, when I say give you their money, what I mean is they're happy to exchange, to buy, to make the sale. And so I began to target like-minded people. And I began to try to find ways. How do I do that? I could advertise in newspapers. I could advertise in magazines. I could buy mailing lists. I could mail. And I began to do all of those things. And I began to put together a system that I called the money flow. And the money flow started with me giving something of myself, my content, my information, my idea, my strategy for free. I began to push this into the universe and say, hey, here it is. It's yours. It's free. If you want to pick it up and use it, I'll take responsibility for helping you do that. And so as I began to grow my responsibility to other people, 10 people, 15 people, 20 people, 30 people, 40 people, what happens? I begin to make money. Wages are fine, but profits are how you get rich, right? And so it was my responsibility to other people. Me raising my hand saying, hey, I'll be responsible for do that. Hey, I wrote this postcard. It's yours free if you want to mail it. If you're in my group and in my team, you can mail my card. Oh, if you're in my team, in my group, you can use my 866 number. You can completely use my system. And so I became responsible for monitoring the system that I had created and then giving it to other people to use for free. And guess what happens? What you give away, you get to keep. What you give away, you get to keep. And so this weird, strange mantra that I had been taught, I began to live it. What you give away, you get to keep. I took that same idea and I did it for a website. Now, it's commonplace today to try to give away content, but ultimately, people don't feel value necessarily in your content just because it's something free, just because you're giving it away. It has to actually be something that they think would actually benefit them. And it's pretty commonplace today for people to give away newsletters or ebooks and PDFs. The reason that's so common is, well, it actually works. People like something of value. And if you give people something of value for free, they're a lot more likely, they're now set up to share with you their money. And so whatever strategy you're using, you need to give away something for free. Now, this is common marketing today, but it wasn't when I was doing this 20 years ago. It wasn't so common. It's the beautiful thing about the internet. Information is readily available everywhere. And so today we don't necessarily have an excuse for being ignorant, for not knowing these things, for being lazy. Money is everywhere. And to attract more of it, all you have to do is become more responsible for channeling more of its energy into more people. So in my industry, in this network marketing industry, the more people I help make $200, $300, $400, $500 or more a month, what happens to me? What happens to me if I help them? Will I get helped? And so I began to just create a system and tools that actually helped me. See, these first were made for me. And then I gave them away to other people. And so I created a postcard to help me recruit people for me. And I mailed it and it worked. And then I said, hey, you can have it. You can use it. It's yours. Put your number on it, mail it. I don't want anything for it. Why? Because what you give away, you get to keep. And so I went about and I said, wow, what if I create a fully functioning system? People don't have to do nothing. Just mail the card. I'll take the phone calls. I'll answer the questions. I'll put together a system where when people call in and request free information, other people are putting together info packets and folding it. See, most of my clients, customers, friends, they don't get the business side, the responsible side. See, when someone calls in and says, hey, send me free information, bam, that's when the responsibility, someone has to listen to that. Someone has to cross-reference that on white pages, make sure the address is legitimate, put it into a computer, go and fold up an information packet that's been printed that I paid for, put it in the mail, and then follow up with that prospect that that happens. That's called responsibility. And so the deal that I made with my affiliates, my business partners, was that if you would do one action, simply mail the card that I gave you, you don't have to create it, you don't have to pitch it, you don't have to do the follow-up, you don't have to do any of that. I'll do all of that. That was what I offered to them. Because in the back of my mind for over 2 decades, I've heard this little voice saying, what you give away, you get to keep. What you give away, you get to keep. So I began to give away content, give away books. I've given away over 500 copies of my book, You Don't Have to Die Broke. What's the point of that book? Just to encourage. I didn't ask a single one of those 500 people for a dollar. I didn't ask a single one of them to pay for shipping. You just simply request the book. On my own dime, I send it to you. Why would I do that? Because here's the funny thing. Some of them get the book, read it, and it lights a fire under their butt, and they say, yeah, I need to be saving, I need to be investing, I need to, this guy's right, I need to be doing this. Now, you don't have to do it the way I do it. And I'm definitely no financial advisor. But it's just encouragement. I'm just sharing what I did. A life worth living is a life worth documenting. I'm documenting how I became a multimillionaire. It wasn't from any one thing. It was from a life strategy that I call the money flow. And it's available to anyone in this country. And that everything I've done, I give away and I share. People say, well, how can you become a millionaire in real estate? Easy, here. Here's the book. Here's how I did it. There's no secret. It's easy. Let me rephrase that. It's simple. Not necessarily easy. It's simple though. Super simple. And people say, well, how did you recruit over 100,000 people in 20 years? How did you do that? Simple. What you give away, you get to keep. I just assumed responsibility. And they say, Joe, How did you get promoted early in the Army? I don't understand. How'd you do that? Simple. I just assumed responsibility. I just raised my hand. I'll do that. I just assumed responsibility. So you want to get a raise at work? You want more customers at work? Do more for free. Now, Gary Vaynerchuk has a way of talking about this idea of giving away your content. I don't completely agree with everything the way Gary Vaynerchuk teaches it, but the basic idea, the basic concept is there. The thing that you'll do the most for free is the thing that'll pay you the most. And this is what people miss in my business. Because see, most people are not entrepreneurs. And I'm not sure if you can even become one. I think I'm on the fence of whether you're born one or you created. I'm not sure I can make you into an entrepreneur because most of the people I see who become successful doing entrepreneurial type in things, they seem to be born with it. No one has to tell them to do these things. My son is a natural born entrepreneur. I don't tell him to do anything. He just signed a $12,000 contract to take some pictures. He's 15. It's funny, sometimes I'll I kind of brag on my son, or I'll talk about my son, and they assume he's doing business with me. He's not doing my business. You're not even legally old enough to be in network marketing at 15 years old. It's not what he's doing. He does his stuff through affiliate marketing online. I don't do online affiliate marketing. I used to do it. I don't do it anymore. Social media put me out of business. I was an email guy. I have no interest in doing it anymore. I don't need to do it. I don't want to do it. I'm doing other things. But my son, he's killing it. And it's not me. He works 7 days a week. I don't tell him to do that. Now, I have to tell him to go to school. I don't have to tell him to work. But I have hundreds of adults that are business partners with mine. And I got to remind them to do the most basic of business ideas. I have to encourage them to even read and understand what it is we're doing. And I got a 15-year-old child that doesn't need to be told anything. If I could put the motivation of a child into most of the adults I know, most of the focus into most of the adults I know, we do pretty good. Because anybody has the skill set to do business with me. But what you think about comes about, and what you focus on grows. They have to do some focusing. They have to assume some responsibility. And that's the trick wherever you are with what you're doing right now. It starts with this idea of coming a little later, earlier, staying a little bit later, and doing more than you're asked. That, in one line, is the key to success. Right? We all intuitively know this. Coming in early means getting up without being told. Stretch it out. It doesn't mean just coming to work early. It means getting up. Everything is you're a little bit early. Everything, you stay a little bit longer. Double check your work. Make sure you got this right. Read the directions. And then do a little bit more. This is the exact secret in the book, Think and Grow Rich. This is exactly what he was saying. Come in early, stay late, do more than your ass. He called it the 1% rule. Do 1 or 3%. It's either 1 or 3% more than people ask. And if you do that consistently over time through the power of compounding, it produces amazing results. You know how I built my business in network marketing? I stopped looking for return and started looking for expectation of me. I stopped looking for return and began to expect more of me, meaning I began to push myself And I began to mail every day. Every single day, I would mail for new prospects, new people. Hey, here's my idea. And I would mail my postcards pitching my idea. The postcard connected to an 866 number. People could call and listen, request free information packages. I began to send those out every single day. I began to answer my phone every single day. I began to do follow-ups every single day without expectation of return, meaning I'm not getting paid anything to do any of this. This is all my cost. For me to write a book cost me money and time. For me to send out an info package cost me money and time. For me to place an ad in a magazine cost me money or time. No expectation of return. Because here's what happens. When you do that, the thing that you hold and do the longest for free is the thing that will pay you. Guess what happens when I got to 1,000 people saying, send me a free information package? Money. But other people can't get to the 1,000 because they're too focused on money. Well, I can't do that. Okay, well then don't. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just telling you how it works. What you give away, you get to keep. So you're in a business right now. It could be any business. It doesn't have to be, it could be pool business, lawn care business. And you're not doing the business. Do it for free. Go find some old lady and say, hey, can I mow your yard if I put my sign here? And you say, Gerald, but that's for free. Yeah, but I'm telling you, it'll turn into 2. 2 will turn into 4. And if you're not willing to do it for free, I don't think you should be doing it. Because coming in early and staying late and doing 1% more, that shit's all for free. You're not getting paid on that. You get paid on that over time.